Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. If you love vinyl, if you love records, we've got just the thing coming up for you in Stratford for Sunday, March 30th. Joining us in studio with details, Jim Fuhr, friend of the radio station. Jim, good to see you.
Hello.
Hello, Jim. We've got a record sale in Stratford. We often hear them, you know, around, say, like London or Kitchener-Waterloo, Cambridge, Guelph, but we got a big record show coming up. And this is on a Sunday, we should mention.
Sundays are usually the best days for these record shows all around Southwest Ontario. They do them on Sundays. And this time we're going to be at the Army Navy over on Lorne Avenue.
Okay, so that's a nice location for something like this. They got lots of space.
Yeah, lots of space, lots of parking, easy to get into. Everything's on the same level. And I understand the Army Navy, they're going to have their, they'll have facilities there. Like if you want to stay and have a drink or a bite, they'll be able to do that as well.
Fantastic. So it's set for Sunday, March 30th. At what time does it get underway?
It gets underway at 10, goes from 10 till 3.
Okay.
And we'll have a number of people there selling records. It's not just one guy. There's a few local people like Garth Logan and Philip Olusen, who is a teacher. These guys are big collectors, and they're always there selling off their collections, as well as a number of other people coming from other parts of Southwest Ontario. And what we ask is admission is by donation, and this year we're doing the donation to the Stratford Perth Humane Society.
Oh, fantastic. There's a great cause right there. So it's, again, described as a large record sale, approximately 10,000 records on sale, and you're one of the vendors, too.
I'm one of the vendors there. And when you come in, here's a tip for you. When you come in, if you're looking for something specific, ask. Yeah, because it can be overwhelming. You're going to see 10,000 records there, but you're really looking for like 10 or 20. So ask each, because we all know what we have, and we can say, yeah, it's over here, or no, but I know he's got it over there.
Right, and you're thinking, you know, they probably don't have this record, or they probably do.
Probably do, or we can tell you where to get it.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's also a great variety, not just vinyl, but also CDs for sale, we should
mention.
That's
right, vinyl records, so albums, 45s, CDs, some cassettes as well, and any kind of music media is going to be there.
Okay, and it's a great place to, if you've got a large record collection, you can add to it, or maybe if you're just starting out, because there's people talk about the price of records and whatnot, but it's quite a wide range of prices, we
it
should
is,
say.
It is. You know, a lot of what you're going to find there is typically priced between $5 and $20. That would be the overwhelming majority of stuff there. But there are more higher-end collectible stuff that's rare, unique, and that may cost a little bit more.
Okay, but again, a great variety, record sale for Sunday, March 30th, and Jim, you do so many shows through the area. Any of the trends that you're seeing in terms of what people are buying, or even for you, picking up record collections? Are you starting to pick up large record collections for sale, or how's it working?
It's right across the board. You have people that have got thousands of records, people that have got a couple of hundred. I mean, it's all across the board. And what's still popular is the classic rock bands, you know, Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, Beatles, Rolling Stones. They're still hugely popular, even among a younger generation. It's not just old guys buying these things. You know, millennials are still really big on Pink Floyd and Led Zeppelin.
Yeah. And I've been to, Jim, the record shows you put on, and we've been to record shows together. And it's quite an age range that you're seeing. You're seeing a lot of young record collectors that are really enthusiastic when they're sort of, you know, going through the bins, if you will.
It's like treasure hunting, because you just never know what you're going to find. You're looking in there, and it's like, oh my God, I can't believe I found that.
Love it. So it's a record sale. Again, put it in for Sunday, March 30th. It starts at 10 a.m. through till 3 p.m. Donations, simply donations to charity, which is Stratford Perth Humane Society. They've got so much stuff there. It's going to be a ton of fun. You've got more record shows coming up, Jim, that we can plug?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, we're going to be in Guelph on Saturday, this coming Saturday, on the 22nd. It's Guelph. Sarnia is coming up as well on the 23rd. And then moving ahead, there's so many more. There's a great website to look at if you're looking for all the record shows. It's vibrations.ca.
Okay, vibrations.ca. And we should mention, locally, you've often done pop-ups through the summer.
We're going to be back down at the Stratford Live and Food again this year. They're coming up in June.
Right.
And it's a great place to go for hang out for music and food. And we've been there ever since the beginning when it was Stratford Blues Fest. And we've been there from day one, and we'll be there again this year.
And that'll be coming up in June. And you're there that whole weekend.
Whole weekend, too. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
All right, but in the meantime, record sale for Sunday, March 30th. Again, Army Navy Air Force Hall, and that's 151 Lorne Avenue, Stratford, Sunday, 10 a.m. through till 3 p.m. Jim Fuhr with all the details. Thanks, Jim. Have a great record show.
You bet.